Rick, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing fine, and congratulations on getting all that right.
Well, it's kind of crazy. I'd love to print your business cards because I'd make a fortune.
Yeah, really.
Actually,
a lot of ink.
You know what we should say? It's just Rick is our guy through the state of Michigan who gives us information and details about the unemployment situation, or the employment situation, if you will. And I know that you recently released the numbers.
Correct. Yeah, for December, we just released a number, and the unemployment rate dropped to 11.7%. And that's about a 7/10 drop from November. And it's the lowest since January of 2009, so we're showing some steady improvement there. In fact, we've dropped the unemployment now, I think, four consecutive months and 10 out of the last 12. So this is obviously going in the right direction as far as the unemployment rate.
What does this tell us? And I know that your job isn't to predict, but does this tell us that there is some stabilization here? Is this some encouraging news that we can really take to the bank?
Well, definitely encouraging news. The December drop is really a reflection of the level of unemployed individuals who stopped looking for jobs. So the jobless rate, or the unemployment levels, dropped by some 42,000. The other side of the equation, when you look at the unemployment rate, is those who are employed, or the employment rate. And that increased slightly by 5,000. So we still have this people who are leaving the labor force. And what we really need is the increase in the employment levels to really say we've got a good turnaround. But there's a lot of good indicators out there.
And as you mentioned, the state's labor force dropped by more than 35,000, from what I understand. And this could be discouraging because always the topic of conversation when we talk about the jobless rate is how many people who are out of work are really looking for work.
That's correct. And when you look at things from a broader perspective, in 2010, we lost about 13,000 jobs. But when you compare that to 2009, when we lost over 200,000 jobs, you can see that the curve has definitely destabilized and we've bottomed out. So there's hope that we've now hit the bottom and we have nothing but upward climb.
What was Michigan's annual unemployment rate for 2010 and 2009?
In 2010, we have an annual rate of 13.1%, and that's down from 2009 level of 13.6. And this is really the first decline in Michigan's year-over-year annual unemployment rate since 2005. So again, everything pointing in the right direction.
So our rate dropped steeply to 11.7%. What's the national unemployment rate?
Well, in 2010, the rate was 9.6, the annual rate, and that was a 3/10 drop from 2009.
So it looks like our rate is starting to come more along the line of the national rate.
Right. We're another way to look at it is they're either catching up with us as the unemployment or the national recession took longer to take hold in the nation rather and here in the U.S. or here in Michigan. We experienced a lot earlier because of our industries.
Is there a number that we could put on the amount of people who are unemployed in the state of Michigan?
Right now, our estimate is 555,000 people unemployed.
And of those, do we know how many are seeking work?
Well, that's the requirement. Those are people who are actively seeking employment. Those are counted as the unemployed. There are other measures of unemployment which go into those who are part-time but would rather be full-time employed, and those who are discouraged and have left the workforce. But if things and conditions turn around, they would re-enter the workforce.
So that more than 500,000 number could be a lot more because there's probably, I think it's safe to say that there's a lot of folks out there who aren't looking for work.
Exactly. And in fact, we don't, like you said, do projections, but the University of Michigan has done some projections over the next 2 years, and they do expect the employment levels to start to increase in 2011, the second half of 2011, and continue on through 2012. And although our unemployment rate may not go necessarily down over that time because people will start to enter back into the workforce, but the real important factor is the employment. If we can get that moving in the upward direction on a continuous basis, that will be a sign that we've really turned the corner in the state's economy.
Rick, as you're crunching these numbers, anything surprise you about December?
We don't like to look too much at one single month, and we'd rather look at trends because you can get some erratic readings. So like I say, we look at the year, and we get an assessment there. We also look at some other factors. Again, we look at some of the reports out there. U of M, again, has shown that the auto industry is expected to grow over the next 2 years. We look at online job ads, and those have been in the increase over the year. And car sales have shown increase. So all in all, I think there's a large amount of opportunity out there if some of the construction jobs can start to come around with some of the projects that are being talked about. I think we have a good opportunity to start to have a major recovery in Michigan.
All right, Rick, that's very encouraging news. Rick Wakalak with the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Growth Bureau, and more specifically, the Labor Market Information and Strategic Initiatives Department. Thanks so much, Rick. Appreciate your time.
Okay, Tony, thank you.